Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Wexford FC captain Ethan Boyle was recently in the local playground with his 18-month-old son when he had a really unfortunate encounter. Ethan is with us on the line today. Ethan, thank you for joining us in the programme. Will you just tell us what happened?
Yeah, no problem. I was just going to the park with my son, as I said before, and there was a lady walking her dogs, and her dog was, you know, doing what dogs do in the grass, and I noticed she was, well, appeared like she was going to walk away from it, so I just kind of looked to see what she would do, and she didn't seem too happy that I was, you know, looking at her to make sure she was going to pick it up. So then she did, she gestured down then to pick it up with a bag, and then me and my son went into the park, and she walked by, we made eye contact, she was shaking her head, she was clearly not happy with me, and I just asked, like, is there a problem? To which she said, oh, I wasn't looking at you, or something like that. And I said, like, I'm just making sure that you picked up the dog's mess. And then she said, it's nothing to do with me, or what's it to do with me? And I said, it's, you know, someone could step in it. To which she said, then you shouldn't be stepping here, something like that. And then she continued on with her laps. But I kind of got the gist of what she was trying to say, or what she was trying to get at. And she was just doing her rounds, and she came back, and I said to her, you know, I am from Ireland, I'm from Wexford. And she kind of looked me up and down and laughed and said, yeah, right. And there was a few back and forths between us there in that interaction.
Is that a common occurrence, Ethan?
It's the first time it's happened to me in a park, you know, just, you know, with my son or something like that. I've encountered racism before and stuff like that, but never in that scenario.
But you're from Wexford. You've grown up in Wexford all your life, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I was born in England. My parents met in England and I was born there. But I've spent the majority of my life, I've moved back and forth probably from when I was born to Wexford a few times, but been residing here permanently since I was maybe 12 or 13. But yeah, like, I live back and forth between there and England. But my mother is Wexford born and raised, and my father's Jamaican. They met in England. That's where I was born.
And this kind of, like, you know, well, it's not subtle racism. Like, it is racist commentary. It's not something, though, day to day growing up in Wexford or in Ireland that you would have had to deal with, or is it?
I was trying to think back on it, and there's definitely been occasions growing up when I was younger, amongst other kids and stuff like that. I'm going back maybe 10 years, like 10, 15 years maybe, like when you're a young kid, but that's with other kids, and kids can kind of pick that up from their parents and whatnot, and it's different times the further you go back. So it's, and kids are always a little, like, kids can just say things and they're not really fully educated on stuff, so it's a different scenario to now where it's an adult. But, like, this is probably the first time in this kind of setting where an adult has said something like this to me. I've dealt with it before as an adult in different circumstances, but not in this circumstance.
Is it something you encounter on the pitch?
I have before, yeah. Once that I can recall in my senior playing career, when I was playing with Finn Harps in an away game, I heard a comment from the crowd, which I called out immediately. And when something like that happens, you're supposed to report it to the referee, and I did at the time. And just, you know, the apologies from the club that this certain supporter was involved with, and from the FAI and stuff like that. But I think that was probably the only experience I've had in my senior playing career.
I wonder, in this instance, you're there with your son, and you're just down, you know, to use the playground and walk around the park, and there's somebody there with their dogs who go to the toilet and they don't clean up after the dog. Like, you know, I wonder, is that this person's view, or is it a case that they're aggrieved that you called them out about not cleaning up their dog's poo in the first instance?
I would say both. I mean, I doubt she would have approached me and started flooding these views to me had I not have called her out on not trying to pick up her dog's poo. Like, but then when I made my post then online, she, this was 2 weeks later or a week and a bit later, and I was in the park again, and I came across this lady again. I was with my son, and I seen her walking, and I I thought she might interact with me again, so I just said to her good morning to see what she would say, and she was like, are you trying to get my attention or something along them lines? And I said, look, I'm just saying good morning, how are you, just trying to be pleasant, just to see where she would go with it. But she apologized to me for the weeks previous.
Okay.
So she obviously knew what she was saying wasn't good, but she apologized. And then she did begin to go on a rant about Muslims entering the country and all this stuff with the EU. These are clearly her views, which I understand there are probably some immigration issues, but it's nothing to do with me, really. I'm just in the park with my son, and she's aggrieved that, like you said, I called her out on something, and then she's trying to throw it back on me, not knowing that I'm actually Irish and been here my whole life, pretty much.
Are you concerned, you know, looking, I suppose, at what's happened in Ireland, Ethan, over the past, 2 years really now, between, you know, the number of Ukrainian refugees that have come to seek refuge here since, that's over 2 years ago at this stage, the number of international protection applicants in various different places around the country as well. Like, do you have concerns for your son? And your son's future here, like, and when you look at some of the sentiment that I'm sure you've been hearing.
Well, yeah, that's the only reason really why I was quite annoyed with it, because, like I said, I've dealt with it in the past, and like I've mentioned, I'm quite thick-skinned. Anyone that knows me, not much will really bother me. I can brush most things off like that. It doesn't really affect me, but the fact that I now have a son and I have to think about his future as well, and I know, like, regardless of them issues, the world is quite a scary place anyway. There's lots of things you have to worry about, which I will teach my son about and teach him how to be safe. But in that scenario, like I said, I hadn't really thought too much about it, until that situation. So it kind of makes me think about the future. I don't want my son to have to kind of deal with any ignorance or racism like that. Of course, like I said, I'll teach him about, you know, how to deal with things and the way people are, but I just concerned for my son more so, not really myself. I mean, I'm okay with it.
Do you think it's got worse though, Ethan?
In what regard?
Just in terms of, you know, racist interactions, I suppose, and commentary from people. Has it got worse?
I mean, generally. Generally, I can see, like, I'm not too well versed on the situation at the moment in the country with people coming in and whatnot, and I'm sure I can see a lot of people that aren't happy with people coming into the country, which for some cases I can see it's rightful, because there are probably some people that are coming in under false pretenses, but then there are probably a lot of people that are also in bad situations where they're coming from, so they are, you know, seeking refuge, and, you know, so it's kind of, I can see people in the media online and stuff that are showing their outrage about people coming into the country. So, but like I said, I'm not too well versed on the situation.
I know, but I can understand you're concerned when you talk about your 18-month-old son, and I know that's really why you're, you know, here with us today, just to highlight your experience and to tell us your story and what happened. Ethan Boyle, Ethan, thank you for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon.
No problem. Thank you.
Not at all. Take care. That's Ethan Boyle, captain of Wexford Football Club there.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.